Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having a fantastic Friday. I know a lot of you are watching NC State Vandy right now. As I speak to you, I am doing the same. Kumar Rocker has struck out 8 of the first 9 outs that I believe Vanderbilt has gotten. Vandy with a runner on second. In the top of the fourth, no score in this game. We got a lot to dive into here, but I want to start with this ridiculousness. NC State, right now over my shoulder here, playing with only 13 players in today's game against Vanderbilt, which is an absolutely ridiculous decision that is brought on by COVID protocols. 9 players in the field, 4 pitchers, that is their entire roster today against Vanderbilt. Why is that happening? Because the COVID madness, the Corona bro insanity will not end. At this point, we don't need to test anymore. If you feel like you are sick, you can go get tested. Otherwise, this idea that players or coaches are in danger is not supported by the data at all. If you are young and healthy, as all of these players are, the 8 teams that went to the College World Series in Omaha, they were under more danger traveling to Omaha than they are from COVID. This is madness. There is no way whatsoever to justify it. Now, some people are going to say, well, just get vaccinated. Even if you are vaccinated, that doesn't guarantee that you're not going to test positive for COVID. Bill Maher tests positive for COVID after vaccination. Chris Paul tested positive for COVID after vaccination. I have already told all of you, I have had COVID. I still have COVID antibodies. I am not going to go get vaccinated when I already have COVID antibodies naturally in my body. I had 0 issues with COVID myself, as most relatively young and healthy people will. In fact, there isn't a single athlete that has had substantial issues with COVID anywhere in college, anywhere in high school, that can be traced to playing a sport. They are playing outside in 90-degree weather right now. And there's no, I'm checking the score, the checking the game as I'm talking to you. There's absolutely no basis for this. The entire stadium is sold out in Omaha. They aren't checking any of the fans to see whether or not they have COVID. You are just stripping the joy from these kids at NC State in the event they end up losing or in the event they end up advancing and are not able to play with their full allotment of players. Vanderbilt just took a 1-0 lead in this game. And look, I'm defending NC State against these awful COVID protocols, even though I'm a double Vanderbilt alum and I love Tim Corbin and I want for Vanderbilt to win the College World Series. I don't want them to do it because of stupid COVID protocols being applied to NC State. This is madness. Reasonable people have to stand up and say, it doesn't make sense any longer to continue any of this. The masks don't need to occur. Every stadium and arena should be 100% open. I'm going to talk a little bit about Montreal and the insanity that is going on right now in Canada, with the Canadiens advancing to the Stanley Cup, trying to win the first Stanley Cup for Canada since all the way back in 1993, I believe, or at least it's been 1993 since they last played there, okay? So I understand some of you disagree with me. That's fine. But every player and every coach has the ability to be vaccinated now. We don't need this testing process anymore. We don't need to continue to run scared from COVID. Young, healthy people have nothing to fear from this. And I'll just reiterate again, I don't want my kids to get vaccinated for COVID. If you're under 18 years old, the WHO recently said that they aren't in favor of you getting vaccinated. The data doesn't support it at all. I'm not getting my kids vaccinated at 6 and 10 years old for sure, and probably not my 13-year-old either. That's not because I'm an anti-vaxxer. They got the measles, the mumps, rubella, all of the other vaccines for illnesses that are a danger to them. COVID is not a danger to them. COVID is not a danger to any of these players out on the field today. This is madness that NC State is in the position that they are. It makes zero sense at all, and we need to stand up to this insanity. Speaking of standing up to the insanity, I'm going to talk to you about a bunch of different advertisements we got going on in the show, including and beginning with erectile dysfunction and my guys at Dr. Hank. Erectile dysfunction affects over half of all men, but it doesn't have to make you feel like half of a man. Since 2017, My Dr. Hank has been making America hard again. My Dr. Hank helps you get low-cost ED meds and overcome the psychological and emotional barriers to getting ED treatment. They secure your prescription and then ship it to you discreetly every month from U.S. pharmacies, all for as low as $2 a pill. So don't wait. Join the movement to make America hard again. Go to mydrhank.com/clay and sign up today. Tell Dr. Hank I sent you and he'll give you 50% off your first subscription order. That's mydrhank.com/clay. Offer only available for a limited time. I want to talk for a moment here about Jalen Rose and his blatant racism. If you guys didn't see it, ESPN analyst Jalen Rose said that Kevin Love is on the U.S. Olympics team entirely as a token-related reason. That because the Olympic team was afraid of having an all-black Olympic team. Now, this actually doesn't make sense at all, and the data doesn't support this to be true because most recently down in Brazil, we had an all-black Olympic team back in 2016. We've also had all-black Olympic teams before, as we should. The best players should go regardless of race. That is the meritocracy that we all support in sports. But Jalen Rose said that Kevin Love was a token. He also argued in favor of DeAndre Ayton going to play for the U.S., even though DeAndre Ayton is actually from the Bahamas, and I'm not sure what his latest citizenship dilemma is here. By the way, loaded bases right now in Vanderbilt, NC State. And so if you actually look at the facts, first of all, we've had an all-black Olympics team before, as we should. If all the best players are black or white or Asian or Hispanic, it shouldn't matter. But what I want to point out is the direct racism that ESPN is allowing here, because if a hockey analyst had decided to come out, and if he had said something simple like, hey, I don't know what the hockey makeup of the team is, but if they were all white and there was a black player who made the U.S. hockey team, and the white analyst had said that was because of tokenism and that there was no reason that the black hockey player should have made the team, that player, that analyst, would be fired immediately, and it would be a major national story. So my question for you out there is, why do we allow differing standards of speech based on the race of the speaker? That is by its very essence racism. And this is lazy by Jalen Rose, also ties in with Jay Williams, because he is got an entire staff that in theory he could have helping him to be in a position to actually help and get his facts right. Instead, we end up with blatant racism being applied here, and ESPN allows it to happen. It is disgusting, it is disgraceful, and it is downright deceitful. There's no way that that should be taking place in modern American life. I am fired up about it. It should be an incredible embarrassment to everybody at ESPN who does their work well and doesn't try to interject race into everything. And combined with Jay Williams, when you look and also think about what Adrian Wojnarowski said when he said F you to Josh Hawley for asking questions about China, three of the four people that work at ESPN on their NBA analysis have been guilty of the woke virus. Remember, Jay Williams said it was good for the Celtics to finally hire a black coach, evidently forgetting that they had previously had five black coaches, including Doc Rivers most recently, and this was actually their sixth different head coach who was black. Why is this a story? Why does it matter? Because the culture of ESPN is toxic, it is racist, and most, I think, without any merit, they don't in any way treat everyone equally. All they care about is alleging racism, sexism, homophobia. They don't actually cover sports anymore. It's MSNBC with different balls to cover, footballs, basketballs, everything else, all right? MSESPN, as I've been calling them for a long time. Let me talk to you about my friends at Gainful. Gainful.com, wherever you are. Let's see here if I can look at the Gainful copy. There's nothing more personal than your health. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplements to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach. Thankfully, now there's Gainful. The personalized nutrition system that's formulated for your body and goals gives you peace of mind that your protein, hydration, and pre-workout supplements contain the finest ingredients specifically made for you. My wife loves these products. She's super healthy. You can take the 5-minute Gainful quiz and find out what your dietary needs, goals, and unique physiology are to personalize your formula. They give you your supplements with no shipping charge every month. You can cancel anytime or adapt your plan as needed. They are all formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians backed by pro-level exercise scientists on their science advisory board. And every Gainful customer gets complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian available anytime to answer your questions. Right now, you can get $20 off your personalized supplements if you go to Gainful.com/Clay. That's Gainful.com, G-A-N-F-U-L, Gainful.com/Clay for $20 off. Gainful, personalized nutrition made for your taste. Did you see this story? The Mumford & Sons guitarist has left the band because he read and shared an Andy Ngo book. Andy Ngo has been covering Antifa all over the Pacific Northwest. It's a fantastic resource for anybody out there who is wondering what is going on with all of the continued protests in Portland that have led the murder rate, by the way, in Portland to be up 500% so far this year compared to last year. And I think this is emblematic of the unfortunate era in which we are living right now, where the Mumford & Sons guitarist feels like he has to leave the band in order to be able to put in some way a level of comfort out on the field and in his overall band. I say on the field because I'm watching this NC State Vanderbilt ridiculousness. I fundamentally reject the idea that everyone has to have the same opinion. I have tons of friends who disagree with me on a variety of different issues. It doesn't impact our friendship, doesn't impact our ability to go out and have a beer. When I go to Thanksgiving with my family, half the people vote Republican, half the people vote Democratic. I'm perfectly fine with that. That is how life should be in a 50-50 country. You shouldn't be isolating yourself in an island where all that you surround yourself with is people who agree with you 100% about everything all day long. That is incredibly boring. It isn't healthy, and it leads to more divisiveness. I'm sorry to see this happening in music, as well as many other parts of our existing life. Speaking of craziness, we talked about NC State and the COVID madness there. Did you see the COVID madness that's coming out of Canada? Thank God that we have all of these different governors, and thanks to federalism, that we have all of these different people who are actually willing and able to stand up to this COVID insanity and fight back against lockdowns. That isn't happening in Canada. You finally have the Montreal Canadiens into the Stanley Cup final for the first time since 1993, and the Bell Center is only allowing 3,500, just 3,500 fans to be able to attend there. They, in fact, have divided their arena into 14 different distinct zones. I'm reading what they can say, that accommodate a maximum of 250 fans. No fans in those zones can interact at all. And you have to wear a mask the whole time that you are there. They still haven't, by the way, opened up the border between Canada and the United States, not scheduled to be able to go across the border until July 21st. If you are a Canadian citizen coming back into Canada, you have to quarantine for 14 days. This is all madness. What in the world is Justin Trudeau thinking? They're certainly not looking at the science and making rational decisions. Even with hockey, which is a national obsession in Canada, they won't allow people to go watch the games. This is madness. Pure, absolute madness. Speaking of madness, do you listen to the Britney Spears, the conservatorship that she's been under for the last 13 years? I'm not an expert in this story. I watched the documentary on Britney Spears recently that was out on Netflix. And you can make fun of me for this. When I went to Las Vegas with my buddy Todd Furman, who I do Fox Bet Live with, he said, "What do you want to do in Vegas? We can get you hooked up with whatever you'd like to do." I said, "I want to go watch Britney." So Furman and I went and got to meet Britney Spears before her performance. I was a huge fan of Britney Spears growing up. And so that was a pretty cool experience for me, ridiculously enough, as a grown man. But I just find the idea that she is completely without adult agency now for the past 13 years to be really hard to defend. She, at this point, should be able to make her own decisions about her own life as opposed to basically being a prisoner in her own life. Those are my thoughts after having read and studied what Britney Spears has been talking about with her conservatorship. We finished week one of the Clay and Buck show. I'll talk about that with you in a moment. But first, I want to tell you all about my friends at Manscaped, where you can go get the Lawnmower 4.0. I keep looking at the game. You can get the Lawnmower 4.0 and make sure that you are taking care of yourself with the Manscaped Performance Package. You'll get the Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Head Trimmer, which I believe I have right here. You'll be able to get that. I believe I have this entire package, the Ultra Smooth Package. So many different things out there that you can get as part of the summer package. The Weed Whacker, the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, and boxer briefs. All of this is in the new performance package. All of this fantastic deal to help you make sure that you are making the best decisions for your grooming needs as we roll into what is certain to be a very hot, long summer. Make sure that right now you get 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20 at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped. Get there, make the play. All right, good deal. That's the end of the fourth inning. Vanderbilt up 2-0 as we go into the fifth inning. Let me go ahead and tell you about the first week of Clay and Buck. I have had an absolutely fantastic time. I appreciate all the phenomenal feedback I have gotten from Rush Limbaugh listeners. We are not replacing Rush. We are in the same time slot as him, and it has been an incredible honor and experience to be talking to the biggest audience in all of radio. A lot of fun every single day this week. I think we're going to get better and better. If you haven't already signed up for the Clay and Buck podcast, I encourage you to do so. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton's name. Let me tell you this. I know that a lot of you love the Outkick the Show podcast. We are trying to get that fixed. It should be fixed in near term. In the meantime, you can watch on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. We're going to have this video distributed a variety of different ways, as we always have. But the audio should be up soon for everybody out there who wants to subscribe and be able to get this going forward. But I wanted to close out the week, all the different shows that we've been doing. I need to turn this off so I can actually pay attention. I wanted to close out the week by reading Old Man Style from the Wall Street Journal. This is by John Rose. He is a professor at Duke. And he said there is a big deal with being honest in his classroom because kids are afraid of being canceled. So I thought this was a lot of interesting details. He does two courses at Duke University called Political Polarization and Conservatism. Those are the two courses that he does. And he said that he polled his students to find out whether or not they're being honest. And in an anonymous survey of the 110 students, 68% told him that they self-censored on certain political topics, even around good friends, including conservative students, but also half of the liberals. And so there was a really interesting discussion about that. So he said in his classroom, to ensure that they had real conversations, he had a statement that he made. And I think this is interesting for other professors out there. On the first day, I tell students, no one will be canceled. meaning no social or professional penalties for students resulting from things they say inside the class. If you believe in policing your fellow students, this is a Duke professor writing in the Wall Street Journal, I say you're in the wrong room. I insist that goodwill should always be assumed and that all opinions can be voiced provided they're offered in the spirit of humility and charity. I give students a chance to talk about the fact that they can no longer talk. I let them share their anxieties about being socially or professionally penalized for dissenting. What students discover is they're not alone in their misgivings. He said he's run the experiment with over 300 undergraduates, and he no longer wonders what would happen if students felt safe enough to come out of their shells, because he knows the answer. They flourish. In one class, my students had a serious discussion of critical race theory. Variety of different perspectives. My students had an honest conversation about race, but only because they had earned each other's trust by making themselves vulnerable. On a different day, they spoke up for all positions on abortion. When a liberal student mentioned this to a friend outside class, she was met with disbelief. "Let me get this straight," that student said. Real Duke students in an actual class were discussing abortion, and some of them actually admitted to being pro-life. Also, not long after January 6th, I asked my students how many of them had a family member or a friend who voted for Donald Trump. In a class of 56 students, 50 hands went up. I then asked them to keep their hands up if they thought this person's vote was motivated by anything unsavory, sexism, racism, homophobia. Only two hands stayed up. I think it's a really interesting, positive story here. The headline is "How I Liberated My College Classroom" by John Rose, who is an associate director at Duke University's Kenan Institute for Ethics. Props to Professor Rose. We need more professors like that. We need more honest discussions about the issues facing our country. All right, I'm back to the issues facing Vanderbilt and NC State. I'm going to be watching the rest of this baseball game. I appreciate all of you. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. I'll be on with Will Cain tonight in the 7 p.m. Eastern hour talking about this Jalen Rose issue with him. And the racism that is allowed to exist at ESPN. And then I'll be on Fox and Friends again tomorrow morning. But I appreciate all of you who've been listening to the radio show, watching our broadcast here, listening to our content. Thank you so much. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. I am Clay Travis, and this has been OutKick, the show.